the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
I don't know. We might all be drinking gin and juice here soon. We're gonna have to just get through this election. Hey, it's Thursday. Do you believe it? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Lots to go over today, including hitting right off the bat our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. You are not going to believe that. Well, actually, you probably will believe this because everything just seems to be so crazy nowadays. Just trying to get you to do things. People making money. www.991fmtalk.com. That's where you can find our poll questions. Hey, you can also find some other stuff. If you log on to the site, go into the podcasts. You can, if you miss a show, you can get all the shows there. Also, you can log on to my page, Monica J. You can see some recommended websites there. I got to update it because I keep finding you keep sending me new and interesting websites. And I need to share those with everybody, so I appreciate that. Still, one of my favorite ones that I've put out there is the Patriot Post. I can't wait until they update those every day. It's one of the first ones I go to. But there is a report out now, and we will have a special guest at 10:30. I don't know, he's kind of becoming a regular, Jeff Manasso from Fox News. The report out now is this year's flu shot does not match the virus circulating. Doesn't match the virus that's out there. We've had how many deaths here in Washoe County due to the flu? We've had how many deaths in the state? How many deaths across the country? And the flu shot doesn't match the virus. Wait a minute. I thought that was the whole point of getting the flu shot was it's a little bit of the virus and then it builds up your immunity to it. Right? Yeah, I guess that's not such a big deal anymore. A lot of places offer flu shots for free. If you have insurance, insurance covers it. Is the flu shot just a way of making money? Or is it really for your health? I have health issues. I have weak lungs and a weak liver. It's called Alpha 1. It's a genetic lung disease. So I'm supposed to be getting flu shots and everything like that. I have not had a flu shot in 10 years. I have also had the flu maybe once. Went through it. Lasted for a little bit, got over it. There's the poll question for you. Log on. I want to know how you really feel about the flu shots out there. You have different options. Yes, I get one every year. No, they don't work. Never have, never will. I wish I could say never have, never will, but no. I used to get them. I don't now. It's just me personally. Do not take this as doctor's advice. Do not take this as you should do this. This is me, for me, and that's all. I don't do flu shots. What do you think about the flu shots? I'd like to know. 884-9910. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk are your live and local FM talk shows or talk stations. Actually, it's not really stations, is it? It's one station, but on two different frequencies. But it's all the same thing. It's about getting your voice out. And there are a lot of people talking and no politicians listening. That is for sure. So make sure you join us at 10:30. Jeff Manasso. Yesterday's poll question, should we believe the results and studies reported by the United Nations? 96% said no. 96% of those joining the poll said no. That's pretty funny. People are catching on to the United Nations, to the UN. More and more people are looking up the UN agenda and how they are going to fundamentally change the United States, because that's what all the other countries want. That's what the other countries want. China, whatever country it is, they want you disarmed. That's all it is, plain and simple. And going on right now is the, or actually it starts at 1 o'clock or, so they're getting ready to start it. The impeachment trial of our president, who has been the only president, I believe, since Reagan. Yeah, and that includes the Bushes in there that have been fighting for your rights. 884-9910, I struck a needle with flu shots. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Tyler this morning and find out what you think. Tyler, do you get your flu shot?
Hey, Monica. I do not get my flu shot. Ever since I left the military, I do not do it. In the military, you have to get them or they reprimand you for not getting them. Wow. And I thought it was ridiculous. They get in touch with your commander, everything. They hunt you down and make sure that you get them. And more often than not, they say it's not a live virus, you know, and you're not going to get sick. But I'm telling you, I was down 2 to 3 days every time I got it.
Yeah. I remember that, too. When I was getting them, I was always sick afterwards. And
right.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I wanted to call and agree with you, Monica J.
Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate it. Because, it goes back to, well, if you don't get it, then you're just going to, you know, spread your germs and everything like that. So thanks for the call, Tyler. Let's move on to Jimmy, who wants to talk about flu shots as well. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for calling the show today.
How you doing?
Good. I don't have the flu, that's for sure.
Well, the flu thing just kind of got me in the door there. I've never had a flu shot. I never get sick. You know, why bother? I don't see the use in it, but, you know.
I see the use as, once again, financial. You know, it's a way of protecting the big pharmaceuticals. I can't imagine how much those vaccines actually cost to produce, but if they're scaring everybody in the world into getting one, imagine how much money they're making, because they're also billing the insurance companies. So
exactly.
I'm thinking master scam. But
yeah. Okay, so on a bigger note, we all kind of know where that's sitting. I didn't really understand what your reply was on Facebook yesterday about you running for mayor. You have to live in the city?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this
yeah,
is,
you to be the mayor of Reno, you have to live in the city of Reno. I live in the county. I live in on the outskirts of the city, which it's very upsetting because actually they've looked at my neighborhood to what do they call it? Yeah, to annex.
Yeah.
And that's very frustrating because I live literally right on the outskirts, and it's boy, let me tell you though, if that happened, yes, I would be running for mayor because
you know,
I'd have a big fight.
I ever came up with.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that you think my opinion might actually be good enough to do something like that, or I personally.
Well,
so.
You know, not just opinion. I think you would actually get up off your duff and do something.
Well,
know?
I believe a lot of people would actually do more than it's, you know, Hillary does stuff, but she does stuff
really?
That, yeah, oh yeah, she does a lot of stuff, but the stuff that she does is, she does a lot of stuff, but it's to the agenda of the progressive left. So,
Yeah.
That's the frustrating part. It's not, you know, the independent like we should be, or more of the for everybody. You know, she's pandering to certain groups and not doing things that are for the betterment of everybody in Reno. So, Jimmy, thanks for the call. I got to move on. I got a lot of people that for one reason or another want to talk about flu shots. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for calling to the show today. What are your thoughts on the flu shots? Because I know a lot of people won't go a year without one.
You couldn't pay me to get a flu shot. I don't care if it was $1 million. Do the research. Do the research. They're contaminated. They're old. It's awful. People just get sick from it. It's awful. Do the research. Anything the government says is a lie. Follow the money trail.
Yeah, I look at it as a money trail. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for the call. We're going to take a quick break here. Mike, I hope you stay on the line. But it's your live and local FM talk show. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, The Monica Jay Show, here for you. It's The Monica Jay Show, your show. A place where you can call in, anybody can call in with their opinions. 884-9910. Talking about the flu shot today, I'm going to have a special guest. Jeff Manasso is going to be joining me at 10:30. Flu shot out now doesn't even cover the virus that's floating around out there. Remember when we had that shortage of flu shot and everybody was scrambling to get the flu shot? Are these created by the media? Are they created, these crises, are they created by the companies? They get paid for those shots? Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Mike. Hi, Mike. Do you get your flu shot or do you pass?
I do not get it. My kids don't get it. So, yeah, we don't get it. But, you know, they're making the flu shot this year for next year. They're only guessing what the flu is going to be. And so they've never gotten it right.
Yeah.
They're always, I think the most it's ever been effective was 40%, and that's ever. So, and then I think the World Health Organization just came out with some stuff about vaccines, about some of the dangers. The United Nations came out a couple of weeks ago, a whistleblower there was talking about some of the dangers of vaccines. We have a vaccine injury fund here in the United States that started under Reagan for people that are vaccine injured. So it doesn't really get reported because there's a fund for this. So there's some big problems. And if you go to a doctor, my kids aren't vaccinated. I'm not giving them that poison. They'll tell you that since my kids aren't vaccinated, they pose a risk to the other kids that are vaccinated. So everybody should think of this logic, what they're telling you. And these are the doctors.
Yeah.
So,
it
makes no sense.
Look at the money that the government also pours in to the advertising and the PSAs to get people to get their flu shots.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, people can die from the flu, but if you are healthy and you take care of yourself and you don't have a weakened immune system, There you go. You know, the flu will change every year. So it's crazy.
When you look at these outbreaks, be it measles, whooping cough, or flu, most of the people that get it have been vaccinated. I think you have a better chance of not getting it if you weren't vaccinated, and now they just approved an Ebola vaccine that they say is 100% effective.
Yeah, right.
Who in their right mind would get that?
Yeah. So. Well, unfortunately, people are scared into submission to the go in and just get it. You know, it's the same thing with the pneumonia shots now.
Yes. But if you look at, you know, people should be doing some research and studying. You ask them about the Kardashians or something, they could tell you all kinds of stuff. Or about football, baseball, they can give you all kinds of stats.
Yeah.
But you ask them about things that are important, really, in society, vaccines, about the if they're safe or not. They know nothing about anything.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the wisdom. I did not know that there was a fund for people who were injured by vaccines. Now I have to continue my education and go find out more about that. That, you know, it's kind of like that fund that provided money for sexual harassment lawsuits to keep them out of the media for the Congress. Where is all of our money going? We don't know. We get told there are budgets, there are different departments. We need breakdowns, people. We need to know where this money is going and how it is being spent, because it is your money. And I don't know about you, because everybody keeps screaming that the economy is so great, but things are getting tighter and tighter and tighter here at home. I'm sure business and industry are doing well, but when it comes down to the local level, I just want to keep taxing you. Or creating new fees. It's just a form of tax. Where is this money hidden? Where is it going to? It takes me back to Independence Day. You don't think a hammer costs $30 million, do you? You know, the money's out there and it's going for purposes we don't know about. And I hate to say I sound like a child, but it's not fair. It's not fair that our quality of life is lessened so much for the betterment of all these others. Here we're going into this pomp and circumstance and just bullcrap impeachment. And watching it yesterday, Nancy Pelosi doing her stupid signature with each one of those pens. So everybody could have a pen. You know, those pens weren't Bics. They didn't get them at the dollar store for 10 for a dollar. How much did those pens cost? How much did that leather book to place the articles in? How much did that cost? How much is an hourly salary? All of those people down there doing their little procession. How much did that cost the American taxpayer? Above and beyond the more than $30 million for the Mueller report. You should be so angry right now. And I'm not talking to Republicans and independents. I know you're angry. If you are a Democrat, if you have any shred of decency, patriotism, love of this country, love of the Constitution, what are you thinking? Watching this going on. Watching your neighbors suffer, lose their houses, lose cars, not be able to send their kids to college. because of the sham that they are putting on and just being nowadays. Especially if you're a Democrat and you're my age. Because if you are, then don't hide it. Stop hiding it. Stop pretending. You're just a socialist. And you're part of the plan that has just whittled away the time to get our country to this point. It's just sick. Speaking of sick, Jeff Manasso, Fox News, coming up after a Fox News report. So let's do it. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, it's the Monica Jay Show, your show for all of Northern Nevada. We don't talk about just Reno. We don't talk about just Sparks. We don't talk about just anybody. Because we're all in this together. People ask me why that is, and it's because all of the counties surrounding Washoe County, it's kind of like Nevada taking on things from California. If it happens in California, guess what? Eventually it's going to happen here. Well, if it happens in Washoe, eventually it's going to happen in the counties around us if you don't watch out. Right now, we are in a situation where we need good people. Good, honest people who are not going to think about themselves. People who live in Nevada because they love this community and don't want to see it overtaken by big development, by politicians who just get into the business, literally the business, just to help friends out. It's so important. So please, if you know someone who is considering running, help them make that decision. Because if we don't get good, honest people in elected positions who really represent the values of either the Republicans or of independent Nevadans to protect Nevada, then we are going to be California. And when that happens, I'm out of here. I'm headed to Idaho or something. One of the last bastions of true conservatism. Head on over to 991fmtalk.com today. Answer our poll question. Knowing what you know, will you get a flu shot? Never have, never will. No, they don't work. Yes, I get one every year. So far, of those participating in the poll, 83% say no, they don't work. I haven't had one in 10 years, and I'm glad I haven't, because I feel healthier and I still don't get the flu. Does it concern you that this year's flu shot doesn't match the virus circulating? Well, how do you create a virus if you don't, or how do you create a vaccine if you don't know what the virus actually is? A lot of times the companies wait for the virus to hit, then they have to replicate it with the vaccine. Joining us right now, special guest from Fox News Radio, it is Jeff Manasso. Jeff, thank you so much for coming back on the show. And what's up with the flu shot this year?
Hey, Monica, well, it's as close to an exact science as it can be, but, you know, things change and things happen, and the flu virus circulating now isn't exactly what they thought it was going to be. It's the B strain, which is a little bit more rare. I think the last real big outbreak that we saw similar to what we're experiencing now was in the 1990s, and so the strain, the flu shot that that people got this year, it was different. It was more geared towards the influenza A strains, the H1N1 and H3N2, and which also tend to show up later in the season, not at the beginning, which we're seeing an explosion of the B strain. And officials say that some evidence suggests that influenza B may be more deadly in children than in adults. And it really is unclear yet if flu activity has peaked yet.
Well, we've already had multiple deaths here in Washoe County from the flu, or at least that's what has been reported. And then, of course, you add that to the deaths just in Nevada and then the deaths across the country. Jeff, is this something that they're just guessing at that could actually turn into one of those situations like penicillin and the superbugs that with our vaccines coming out and just giving everybody the vaccine for the flu shot, we're lowering people's ability to fight it off themselves? I mean, it used to be you got the flu, you just drank some Theraflu, took some aspirin, and, you know, went to bed for 3 days. But now it's just a monster.
Yeah, well, this strain certainly is. And the CDC says flu activity is widespread in just about every state, and the death rate is nearly double what it was last year. So far, about 9.7 million people have fallen ill in this flu cycle, 87,000 people hospitalized, 4,800 people have died. And at last count, unfortunately, Monday, pediatric deaths showing 32. That was double what it was last year. And so the CDC is saying, look, get the flu shot. Everybody 6 months and older, get the shot. I mean, even though it doesn't exactly match the strain, it is still helpful. And as you talked before you went over to me, people have a different philosophy. I know people that don't get the shot because they say, I'm going to get it, and that's when I'm going to get sick. And so people do things differently. But the CDC will tell you your chances are better of fighting the flu with the shot than certainly without.
Do they ever say why that is?
Why what?
Why you have a better chance because you have just that little bit of the flu in your system? Because we put so many things into our system, we are becoming less of our bodies to be able to fight basically anything.
Yeah,
I remember getting the flu as a kid and it was miserable, but now it just seems like, personally, I'd rather take my chances and, you know, lay in bed for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, for sure. And well, that's what they tell you. If you feel like you're getting sick, a fever, feverish chills, cough, sore throat, runny nose, stuffy nose, sneezing, all that kind of stuff, the classic symptoms, that you should stay in bed and you shouldn't go to work. Don't play a hero and get everybody else sick. At the same time, if you've got coworkers or people you know that are sneezing and coughing, make sure they're covering up. Make sure. And maybe you want to, run away from the cubicle and hit up the water cooler and get away from them. But it's not something that should be taken lightly.
Yeah, so much for those open air work areas now.
Yeah, for sure. And look, this is not an exact science, and I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you, how the cocktail is mixed that we get in the form of a shot and exactly how they figure out that this is going to be the strain and what points them in that direction. But they're pretty good at what they do, and most often they do get it right. Unfortunately, in this case and in other cases, things happen, and unfortunately, we've also seen some widespread illness because of this latest strain. So, if you're not going to get your shot, do your due diligence and wash your hands, cover your mouth, and try and stay away from sick people. But get your shot. That's what they tell you, to get the shot.
Physically sick, not mentally sick, just so you know.
Yeah.
Jeff Manasso, thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to more of your great stories and the things that you're covering for all of us here in the U.S. So, Jeff Manasso, Fox News, have a great day.
Thanks, Monica. You too.
Thank you. All right. 884-9910. Let's go back to our phone lines and check in with Jared this morning. What do you think about the flu shots, Jared?
Oh, I think it's a bunch of baloney. Every time I've gotten it, I've just had the common cold all winter, and I haven't gotten the flu shot in over 12 years about, and I haven't gotten sick, haven't gotten the flu. You know, it's just your immune system, what God gave you. It works.
Yeah, and I think that with all these vaccines and taking such precautions as the antibacterial everything now, antibacterial soap, hand soap, and, you know, sanitizer, our body is decaying in the ability to fight, to create these, you know, good immune systems. And that's
take antibiotics.
Yeah, when you get something like the flu, that's why it's so much worse now, is because we haven't built up our immune systems. You know,
and
Jared, I hate
CDC is a bunch of crooks. I don't take much of what they say as caring about the health of the population. I mean, they still allow water fluoridation. That's one of the biggest crimes of humanity, and that's still going on.
Well,
yeah, the ADA
is
also
look at the fake studies that they put out about gun violence and gun deaths, you know, just trying to manipulate the numbers. It's frustrating because they will make people
money.
Feel bad, and they scare people, and especially they scare parents into, you know, getting the flu shots for their kids. And
fear is the greatest tool.
Yeah.
At getting people to get what they want.
All right, Jared, thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what are your thoughts on the flu shot? Did you get a flu shot this year?
Yes, I did. And I tell you, Monica, the thing about this discussion that is upsetting to me is there's this underlying tone about that is anti the medical establishment and anti the pharmaceutical companies. And I understand that all of us have had a unpleasant experience with a doctor from time to time, or we think that there's a particular drug that we don't like or didn't want to use. But I would challenge everybody who's at least 70 years old to look back at their life and see how many times they would have been dead without the medical community and without the modern drugs. As an example, I'm 73 years old. When I was 36, I had testicular cancer. I'm 73 now. I would have died without that treatment. I had a detached retina. The incredible technology we have now restored my vision. I would have been blind. Have you ever had a bad infection without antibiotics?
I don't think the conversation is against the medical industry. I mean, I love my doctor. My last doctor I had ever since I moved to this area, and I was literally in tears when he retired. But I think it's more of the major pharmaceutical companies that are more about money. I mean, we've seen this with the opioid crisis that's coming out. It was about money prescribing opioids for everything, things that Oxycontin should have never been prescribed for. Now, when we talk about the flu shots, don't get me wrong. I am all for vaccinations of measles, of mumps, of, you know, polio, whatever. That has changed the world as far as health and the spread of disease. Because what happens now, as we have more people come into the country who are not familiar with these inoculations, now we're seeing these diseases come back. So that is a detriment to all. So I don't disbelieve in all vaccines, but I do think some are hyper pushed on the public, and it's done with fear. I mean,
a lot of the people that have called in today,
That's why I'm glad you called, because so far everybody has agreed. I want that disagreement.
I know, and the problem I have with most of the people who call in and say, well, I've researched this, or all you have to do, somebody called in and said, all those vaccines, they're old and they're contaminated. Nobody has been challenged to say, can you give us the source of that information? Where can we verify that? It's all just word-of-mouth conspiracy type stuff. And the way to look at the pharmaceutical industry is the way we look at this country. This country is the best country in the world that has done more for mankind than any other civilization. However, we've made a lot of mistakes. We had slavery. We damn near wiped out the Native Indian population. But overall, this is a wonderful country. And the pharmaceutical industry is the same way. They have made mistakes. There are some bad actors, especially the opioid producers. But my God, people, if it wasn't for the pharmaceutical industry, most of us would be dead right now.
I do agree with that, because how many millions of people did die from the original forms of the flu? The German flu, the Russian flu?
1918, several 100 million people or something.
Yeah. So it is a benefit, but it needs to also go back to personal preference.
Well, they need to be held accountable. You're absolutely right. If any pharmaceutical company that does something unethical, they need to be absolutely held accountable. But when one of those instances happens, we can't let everybody run off screaming into the woods that every pharmaceutical company is out there to harm us, and all they're doing is enriching their executives. Because if they don't continue to exist and invest in new research, then we're never going to move forward from where we're at in terms of medical technology.
But Glenn, when we talk about that medical technology and what we're putting into our bodies with the advancements of the pharmaceutical companies, aren't we destroying what our body was built to do? I mean, as we are seeing the super bugs coming out now because of the proliferation of antibiotics out there, you know, are we getting ahead of ourselves?
I got to disagree with you. The super bugs haven't emerged because there's so many antibiotics. They've emerged because the people that take them do not follow instructions properly. Instead of taking them, whatever, 2 weeks, they take them for 4 days, and they leave a residual amount of bacteria that has become resistant. It's not the fault of the antibiotic. It's the fault of the consumer and the refusal to follow the instructions. And they are sometimes over-prescribed by doctors, too.
You know, I never thought about it that way, but I have been guilty of that myself. Is, you know, it's like, oh, I feel better. I'll save these last four for later if I catch something.
Exactly.
You know, so
I've done exactly the same thing. It's my fault.
I love that personal responsibility. You know that. Glenn, thank you so much for the call and a great, great discussion there. That's what it's all about. Everybody's opinion, and you work with it. You think about it. You use your mind and come up with what's best for you. 884-9910. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show, your show, here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's a short break, so we're just going to jump to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane, who wants to talk about medical and such things. So, Jane, what are your thoughts on the conversation we've been having for the last hour?
Good morning, Monica. Thank you for the opportunity. I understand I only have a minute here and that the focus has been on immunizations, but in an extension to this discussion, for which I thank you for your reasonable input and for everybody's reasonable input, I feel this is symptomatic of a very large picture of a time where, as has been mentioned, profit is foremost on the minds of many, maybe even most, people in the industry, and the lack of patient rights. I just want to share personally and hope to hear a larger discussion around the fact that there are so few patient rights. I was given a surgery that was deemed later by Stanford unnecessary. I was a healthy, active business owner in this community. I was left bedridden by this surgery, and my whole life has been turned around. And not one CEO, nor the doctor, nor board members, nor the medical board have made an effort to help me. So if something goes wrong, patients are left without any support. Now, I think with the opioid, quote-unquote, crisis, there was a focus on patients, but I think that was all part of the marketing. Mm-hmm. So this is a serious problem that is not being addressed. In my 5 years of search for support, I have found really no patient advocacy groups that are nonprofit groups, et cetera, et cetera. And I know this situation is not unique to me. So there has to be a complete change in the shift of power from the pharmaceuticals, the hospitals, the doctors, even the medical boards that are all
the lobbyists.
Biased.
Yeah. You know, Jane, we're going to keep this conversation going. I do have to cut you off right now, but I thank you so much for your call because you're right. That situation is not unique to you. And I want to hear about more people's situations right here on your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.